Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. What do you think about grey hair? Okay, so let's just cut to the chase. Are you a fan of grey hair or not?
Where?
So, well, let's just say your head. All right, okay. You know, the places that people see more often. I had an interesting day yesterday, okay, because my son is playing Grandpa Joe in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I had to go around the Illawarra to try and find either a wig or some way of graying his hair. You can't spray it, because if you know the little can of spray,
it
makes it blue. The gray actually turns your hair blue if your hair is really dark. So I was roaming around. I went to different hairdressers because apparently it's some wax that you can get and you can put it into your hair and the wax makes your hair look grey.
Okay.
The looks I got from barbers when I went in saying, hey, have you got wax that will make my hair look grey? They looked at me like I was insane. It was like, what the hell are you trying to do? Anyway, I roamed around. I bought a ridiculous looking wig in one place. I went to another shop. I went to Spotlight. I ended up in the Reject store. I went everywhere. Eventually, I found a place that had a kind of a dye that you could put in the hair that would make your hair gray. And then the lady turned around to me and she says, now, let's talk about your hair. How can we ungray yours? I was like, oh, it hurt. It hurt. It cut right to my heart. Yeah. You know, I was like, what gray hair are you talking about? She says, the ones that you try to hide at the moment. I was like, just for men?
You know, hairdressers. It's always about the upsell.
Yeah,
you
I know.
You come in for your son and then they're trying...
What am I going to do about my hair? Can guys dye their hair?
Sure.
It's allowed, isn't it?
Yeah, what's that stuff you can get in the supermarket?
It's like just for men or just...
Yeah, just men, I think it's called.
Just men. I mean, surely, because it's weird, isn't it, the rules, because women can do it.
Yeah.
But men, you know, they're frowned upon. You go around with dyed hair, people kind of see you and you're walking through the room and go... Look at his hair.
Yeah.
You could do it, can't you?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, all right.
Not me personally.
I'm just making sure. We're just confirming this. But suffice to say, my son will have grey hair for the show, and potentially I will have no grey hair by the weekend.
Yeah, you've made an appointment. Great.
Yeah, lock it in.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
The thing that stresses me most at the moment is cooking chicken. All right, you know, there's the worry. There's the salmonella worry. There's the worry of it being pink. There's the worry of it not being cooked enough and everybody gets sick. I mean, you hear about all stories.
Cooked chicken on the barbie last night.
Oh, you didn't? And how long would you cook your chicken for?
Oh, I don't know.
What was it, actually? What'd you cook?
Oh, no, it was just simple. It was just some chicken breasts that I sliced thin.
They're easy.
And put,
chicken breasts is easy.
Marinate them a little bit. Nothing too fancy. But
Well, breasts is all right. Okay, I can live with that.
Okay.
But when you start getting into the wings and the legs and things like that, then you're in a high-risk territory because, you know, it's close to the bone. You got to make sure that they're cooked thoroughly. You know, you can't have blood kind of seeping through. That's not a good look in chicken.
Wingman, love wings.
Wings are great.
Oh, best part.
If you get wings cooked, you know, when you do them right, they're an amazing thing. My wife, Eileen, the other night, she turned around to me. She said, look, I've put on wings for the dinner. All you got to do is give them another 10 minutes. 10 minutes, I'll be back. She had to go off somewhere. She was going to be back. She said, give them another 10 minutes. You guys can eat without me. And I was like, fine. That's fine. I went down there, downstairs to the kitchen. 10 minutes had passed, and I pulled out the wings, and I looked at them and went, I'm not happy with those wings. 10 minutes wasn't enough, all right? I moved them around. They looked a bit red. Granted, the marinade was a bit red as well.
Ah, okay.
High risk maneuver.
Yeah.
You know, when you've got marinade that's the same color as potentially blood, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'm going to leave them for a little bit longer. Left them for about another 15 minutes. All right, 15 minutes. Went back. Still weren't.
Oh, still not.
I still wasn't convinced. I mean, there was in the mix. Now there was a lot of wings here, and there was one random wing in there, and it just didn't look like it was fully cooked. And I thought, another 15 minutes won't do it any harm. another 15 minutes. What? It's for the protection of my family. All right, I am looking out for my family. Give another 15 minutes. all up. I gave it 40 minutes extra time over the allocation that Eileen had provided. In which time, Eileen actually arrived home. She says, oh, did you guys not eat your dinner? I said, the chicken wings aren't done yet. She says, oh my God. So chicken wings were in over, I'd say about an hour and 10, because Eileen had them on for about a half an hour prior to my 40 minutes. Okay. Took out these chicken wings. The things that I was trying to, you know, protect my family from, potentially could have killed them, because I had turned chicken into a weapon. It goes down your throat. It could tear up your esophagus. It was that hard. It was that sharp. You could choke on the chicken. I woke up the next morning and the chicken was all still there with cling wrap around it. Not a kid had eaten the chicken. The chicken had gone to waste. This chicken, if burglars came into this house, all I would have to do is throw the chicken at them, chicken wings, and I could kill a burglar.
What's worse, though? The
risk of salmonella or the carcinogens from being overcooked?
Carcinogens. I think in the case of this one, salmonella would have been better.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
All right, my sick leave campaign, i.e. the campaign to allow people to share their sick leave with somebody else who may not have any sick leave. Simple as that.
Well, we worked out the other day, between you and I, we've got about 70 days up our sleeve. Mm. And there's other people.
Jade Tonta, who has no sick leave available to her, so therefore if she gets sick, she has to work for free, or stay at home for free.
Like today.
Turns out, she's been at home for the last 2 days. She got sick just at the same time that we talked about the sickie app.
Got some breaking news this morning. Big story doing the rounds of a new app called Sickie.
It is not.
It's called Sickie. It's actually called Sickie. Oh, we got to go to thetechguide.com.au. Steve's on the line, mate. Talk us through the Sickie. How does this thing work?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, it's an app that it was actually created by a bunch of pharmacists too. So what they do, the app allows them to connect via video call to get a health assessment so they can assess them over the phone through the video feed. And then assess whether they're sick, and if they are sick, they can request not only the medication to make them better, but also a doctor's certificate, so they can present that to their employer. Now, it costs it's a $20 cost to get the sick leave from the app.
Right.
But people are thinking, well, this is going to keep people from clogging up health centres and medical centres if they can do this. But the other side of this is, of course, just how easy it is to obtain your leave certificate for $20. I think a lot of people may take up that offer to get a day off. Yeah.
Well, especially, okay, so you're sitting at home, you're sick, so they do a video conference with you. I mean, you could make yourself look terrible, couldn't you? You could really, you could dress yourself up.
It used to be in the past. You remember when you used to ring up and you put on the voice and thinking, oh, I can't make it into work. So if you've got a doctor's certificate and now it's just a matter of a text message to your employer or an email or whatever it is nowadays, you can do that. But here's some, this might not be a surprise, but the data from the app showed a 42% increase in people calling in sick after a long weekend.
After a long weekend.
Does this just make it easier for people to have a long weekend now?
Okay. Well, okay. I mean, but what it does for me, I got to say, okay, so my bid to try and help people, out there, okay, to make a bank, to share your sick leave. Do you think we could incorporate that in this app as well?
I think you should have a talk to them, yeah. Well, your idea would mean that you'd have to be employed in the same business as the person you want to trade your sick leave. Yeah. You can't really do this if you work, I work for one company, you work for another company, whatever. Does that mean you come to my office and do my job for the day? You'd have to be both employed by the same company.
Hmm. That is true. Okay, so it could be a database. Yeah. We're going to have the app.
Maybe,
I think it's positive, though, that there are other people trying to improve the sickie industry out there.
Massive industry, isn't it?
It is. Who knew? $19, and there you go. You can get your sickie cert.
I need to get on to the developers.
There's an app for everything, this has proved it.
All right, Steve. Look, guys, appreciate it, mate. Check out Steve's site, techguide.com.au. Thank you. We'll keep doing some development on the sickie app.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Ah, good on you, Steve. Well, there you go. I mean, I reckon that's pretty positive. Yeah. You know, I could see a lot of people bluffing their way through sickie forms over the next while, jumping on video conferences. $19, you get a day off, potentially.
But only on Fridays and Mondays, apparently.
Yeah. The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM. Worldwide. Weird.
Couple of weird stories. What about this one? Monkey in bulletproof vest found dead after bloody cartel shootout in Mexico. A monkey in a bulletproof vest. I don't know, had they trained the monkey to also fire guns or something? It's a sad story for the monkey, of course, but this is an odd story. Who puts a monkey in a bulletproof vest? It was obviously a very close monkey to the cartel, I suppose. Maybe it was an advisor to the cartel.
Gave it his best crack.
poor. Anyway, sad story. I'm not going to laugh at that at all. Now, scientists are constantly researching things, and I brought this up about a year ago as just a joke, but it has developed from beyond a joke to actually looking like it's going to be a reality.
Okay.
In a pinch, you might be able to breathe through your butt, all right? They've done the research. They've checked it out on pigs. They've checked it out on other animals. And if they inject a tube that goes up the old Mr. I don't know. Not, it's not Mr. Conditions. It's the other area. Anyway, up your butt. Goes on up there. And apparently you can blast air into it. And your intestines have the ability of taking that oxygen and converting it and allowing you to live.
Right.
So potentially in years to come, people will be roaming the streets with tubes coming out of their butts and their mouths closed, and all the air will be coming through their butt.
People are always developing, you know, morphing and changing. I mean, we've met plenty of people. Some of them work here who talk out their butt.
Well, that is right.
It's only natural that at some point in time they'll be able to breathe.
They'll be able to breathe out of their butt. All right, the last story is this one, and I like this one. We do it here in the business as well. I know the entire team here went to Vivid last week.
Yeah.
You know, as a team-building exercise. Got them all out.
Awesome.
We didn't go. We're obviously anti the team idea. But anyway, in Switzerland, dozens of employees, 25 employees, in fact, were injured during a walking on hot coals ceremony. So the company brought all the employees out for a team building exercise. They all had to walk across hot coals. 25 of them got injured. 10 ambulances, 2 emergency medical teams, and police officers from multiple agencies were deployed to help. The agency has said, "We are really sorry that everybody got hurt, and we wish that all our employees will get well soon."
Well, it brought the team closer together.
It brought them closer. In a strange way, though, it also kicked them out of work. No one's at work currently in that particular place.
It brought them so close together, they all ended up in the same hospital.
Well, there was that. They all shared ambulances.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Jade's Celebrity Buzz.
All right, for all those Bridgerton fans out there, yes, there's the music. In the first season, Regé Jean Page, the guy who played the Duke of Hastings, he was the main guy, love interest of Daphne. Well, when he left in season 2, everybody was devastated. All the women out there loved him. Yeah. They just loved him. Well, good news is he may be coming back for season 3.
Okay.
Yes, there's talks. He could be coming back. So for all the women out there who are like, bring him back, it could be your lucky day. It could be on the cards. All right, that's Bridgerton. It's a raunchy show, isn't it? Pretty raunchy. All right, today's a big day. Today's a big day for Guy Sebastian and his former manager, Titus Day.
Oh, now you've been following this case pretty close. So where are things at?
Okay, so the current... what's actually happened is the summations have finished. Both lawyers have done their summations. The jurors are going to be... the jury's going to be sent away today. And they've got to come back with a decision. So today's the day, potentially maybe today or tomorrow, depending on how long it takes.
Yeah.
They've got a lot to go through. And it's an interesting one. I have no idea which way it's going to go. But it just feels like it should never have gone this far at all. That's what it feels like to me from reading from a distance. It should never have gone to this level.
Do you kind of sense that both parties are going to come away from this a little battered and bruised?
Oh, I don't know. To be totally honest, I like I say, I don't think it should have this shouldn't have gone to the scale that it's. It's pointless. It got elevated to a level that it shouldn't have got to at all. All right, here, on a different level entirely, but speaking about lawyers, remember Tom Hanks' role as a lawyer in Philadelphia?
Yes.
Who was suffering from AIDS?
Yeah.
Okay, Tom Hanks has just come out and he said if he was asked to play that role again, he would say no.
But hang on, didn't that movie won
him an Oscar.
An Oscar,
actually,
yes.
I think it was his first Oscar. Yeah. And actually, it was probably the role that propelled him from being comedian actor to serious actor. Yeah. So it's a very strange thing for him to come out and say that. But he believes that in this day and age, a role like that about a gay man, a lawyer, should be performed by somebody who is a gay man.
Oh, okay. Right.
Now, I would argue, though, that Tom Hanks is an amazing actor. Okay, he's one of the best actors in the world. All right, yes, there's a lot of people who play the role. There's no doubt in that. Yeah. But if you are making a movie and you want the best actor in the world,
if you want your story told by the absolute best at the time,
he's
your guy.
He's the best actor. So I don't know about that. I think he's almost putting himself down. But anyway,
I see what he's saying though. But then,
I see what he's saying as well.
That at the time when that movie was made, and we're talking 30 years ago.
It's a long time ago now. Yeah, I totally get where he's coming from. But at the same time, it's also. He's an incredible actor. Yeah. You know, you get him in because you know he's going to be able to do the role and really deliver it. Yeah. Okay, on a different note, there is a massive star that is coming to Australia.
In the middle of the night.
Yes, that's him.
I go walking in my sleep.
Billy Joel or Billy Joel, whatever way you want to call him. He made a very special announcement yesterday.
Hi, it's Billy Joel. I'm happy to announce that I'm finally coming to Australia to do one exclusive show at the Melbourne Cricket Grounds. It's been a really long time since I've been there. I'm really looking forward to coming. I'm bringing the whole family, and we're going to enjoy it. So I'll see you there.
Oh, that's cool. One show. Come on, Billy. You've come all this way, and it's been over a decade.
I know. What's the story, Billy? Yeah. Gee. Surely you would think they're going to sneak in another one. You'd think they would. It's coming all the way over here. So I suppose watch that space. But at the moment, it is only Melbourne Cricket Ground. He did post that video. He's got quite a nose, doesn't he? Mm. I have to say. I don't have the greatest nose in the world, but Billy's competing with mine. That is a no messing around with schnoz.
Hasn't held him back though. He's done all right. Bringing the whole family, but what's Wynn Stadium? We could do something here.
Oh, we could. Of course, we could.
Billy's got like a 4-year-old. We can get him some passes to
bring Billy to the gong. Billy to the gong. That could be our new hashtag. Yeah.
Have to be an early show because
of course. Yeah.
Billy's like 73 now, and he's got a 4-year-old. The 4-year-old's probably putting him to bed, but that's
that's full on no messing around.
Ah, we love Billy.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind.
Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get